All right, y'all, we are here with another episode. Welcome. I am your boy, the 1C12 with AITC Productions, and I am joined by one of the most craziest dudes I've ever met in my life. Of course, you all know he's been on the episode before, but we're going to do a triple with me today. We're going to start talking about some stuff. So let's go ahead and get into it. I want them to introduce themselves. The first guy, y'all know and love, the
one, the only, Big Z, a.k.a. the Chocolate Shinobi, a.k.a. the Black Strategist. What's good?
And of course, we also have joined to us first time,
Special K. It's the first time I've ever been on one of these damn things.
And of course, his sidekick.
Side chick. Okay.
And of course, what do you go by?
He goes by Nightly Goose. Or Squirrely Boy right now. We don't know which one. Mama,
we're gonna let him we're gonna let him pick his own name whenever he gets a chance. But we are actually here to kind of just shoot the breeze.
Come on, Water Boy.
See what's up.
Oh, I know I am a dick, but what questions you got for us?
Well, of course, everybody knows that we are actually, I think these are going to be the two new guys that's going to be a part of the AITC Productions as well. We do everything. We literally game, we chat, we hang out, we get eaten by bugs and stuff since we're outside. And of course, yes, this is the Outside Infinitive Edition. I made that up, I don't care. But, Kay.
Yes, ma'am.
No, you didn't. What are you actually, what is your interest? What do you like to do?
Well, that depends.
Tell the crowd.
What do you want to know specifically? Like, you know, watch anime?
Yes.
You can say
anything when it comes to that. Like your hobbies or your likes, dislikes, whatever.
Or your goals.
His dislikes are hills. Hills are his dislikes.
My dislikes are not fucking hills. My dislikes are, you know, shady ass women. That's for damn sure.
I agree with you on that. I had to agree with him on that.
Don't forget water. Water's
missed. Water is okay, maybe I don't sink, damn it, I float, but who knows. My likes basically in video games, like I said, we game out all the time. Fallout, from there to Left 4 Dead.
Ghost Recon.
Ghost Recon, Siege.
Siege.
Gears.
Yep. Path of Exile.
Oh, man, we got to get back on that game. Actually, thinking about it.
We do
broadcast from time to time, but it's only, you know.
Every once in a while we get to stream, so.
Yeah, so
when it wants to work.
Right.
You're right.
For anime, it goes old school, DBZ, Yu Yu Hakusho, Rurouni Kenshin,
Trigun,
Cowboy Bebop, Jinro, the Wolf Brigade.
Okay.
Anywhere from old school to new school, I mean, if it's good, I'll watch it.
Agreed.
If it's bloody and funny at the same damn time, I will watch it. Anything that's got some good comedy in it.
Okay.
No problem.
So what about you, Mo? What you like? What is your interest?
Interest?
What do you like? Like, what do you find interesting as far as...
Climbing trees to get away from women. Oh, my bad. Ha ha! I didn't think I'd bring that motherfucker up, did you?
Oh, man. Okay.
Well, my interests are wrestling. I do wrestling on the side.
Yes, ladies, he will wrestle you. You just gotta pay him enough. Walnuts.
Yes, men, he will wrestle you as well.
$5.
It's too low.
Shut up.
He said it's too low. That is hilarious.
Do I need to go lower?
No, we're good. We're good.
I'm pretty sure he'll go lower on him, so... 250.
I'm not saying nothing on it.
Anyways, pretty much anything, really. I enjoy working on vehicles most of the time.
Yeah.
Hanging out with you guys, playing video games, watching anime, being harassed by Special K.
By this big son of a bitch right here. Oh, I'm sorry.
Can't get rid of him. He's like a disease that never goes away.
I'm like a hemorrhoid. You think you got rid of me, I'll pop right back up. Why the hell is that your boss?
Oh, man.
But no, basically, we're all family here.
I know that we actually talked about, Kay, you and me, right. You and I actually talked about doing voiceovers as well.
Voice acting has been a passion of mine ever since I watched Dragon Ball Z. I've always wanted to do Sean Schimmel and Chris Sabat, whatever they've done. I want to do that. Even Cowboy Bebop.
Okay, so the biggest question is, because I know they would like to know, is how do we associate with each other? Like, how did we meet each other? I know you and
I met Z over at OSUIT at college. And how we met, we were basically in the commons, and I sat right next to him to do some homework. I saw him drawing, and I told him it looked really awesome. And then one thing led to another. We started talking about anime, video games, martial arts movies.
Samurai movies.
And then it just basically went from there. Me and Mo, how we met, basically the same place. Pool, we met through a really good friend at the time until some things happened, and then not a really good friend anymore. And then when I met you at graduation.
Yeah.
At Z's graduation first.
Yeah, but before that,
I did.
Remember he was coming during the weekend.
Yeah.
Me, you and him, we were watching something.
Oh,
Meet the Blacks.
Meet the Blacks. That's what it was.
I was about to say that too.
And Chrome Nut.
Because he was actually talking about cooking steak and so forth.
Steak and taters.
Yeah. And he's like, I cook a mean steak. And I mean.
Yeah.
I didn't get the chance to because I didn't.
Z got to try him.
I did not have my money at the time.
Z definitely got to try him. And he said it was fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Every time we had watched Toriko make steak and taters.
Boy, that was hilarious. We used to like just pick it out. Hey, look, there's a blue-haired, you know, Kenshiro from Fist of North Star. Hey, look, that's Krillin with a nose.
Krillin with a nose and hair.
Yeah.
Wow. A younger Krillin with nose and hair.
That would have been fantastic to see.
Oh, yeah, we have to show you.
But from there, it's...
It just kind of escalated.
Yeah.
And it's
Mom
been
gave me a name of Flamin' Cheeto. She tonight she just gave... Oh, Mo here, Squirrely Boy nickname. I mean, names that she comes up with for
is
us.
It's out of this world.
It's great. I love it.
I should know because it's me and Z's mom. Trust me. That woman
you
is.
You dog me out when I had a mini fro. You need to cut that rug. Thinking, why are you dogging
she
out my
she had me rolling.
I had y'all growing up looking presentable. Thinking, seriously?
But, hey, that's just the way of a mother.
Yeah.
So. We wouldn't be who we are today if it wasn't because of her.
We love you, Mom.
So, we definitely do. It's been a good journey going forth. I mean, we were just actually gaming yesterday night. And it's just the four of us just literally gaming.
We throw jokes at each other all the time. And insults, so you don't have to worry about it.
But the best thing about it is we know each other's personalities. So, it kind of ties. It definitely makes it's a big factor. Because we know we can trust one another. When it comes to me, I trust the people that I am. That's the reason why my circle is my circle.
You and that peanut head of yours too.
Shut up, Kay. But that's what makes us family. I mean, I know some people outside of this circle, and let's just say that they're going to stay outside the circle. There's only certain people you can trust, so... The people that means most, don't forget to say hi to them. Don't forget to actually reach out to them because it's very important. It really is because you never know. One day you're on this earth. Next thing you know, you're gone. So enjoy life as much as you can. Don't enjoy it until don't enjoy it too much to where you're dead because you ain't going to come back. It's not a video game, everybody. It's real life. So
Huh. Huh. Who? Where? 25? 19?
What idea? Oh, and I also do want to bring out something as well. I'm kind of surprised he didn't just say it.
My bad. You know.
But he's coming out with a YouTube.
He's got butterflies.
The...
At least he can
Black Strategist.
My fat ass ain't running towards anything.
Chocolate Shinobi.
Black
okay, Black Strategist is his name. We're just gonna go with that. Okay, we ain't changing his name no more.
Oh no, we have no idea what name Z, he's going
AKA
by.
Z, A.K.A. the
yet.
Black Strategist. Okay,
he's Chocolate coming. Thunder. We'll go with that
Hell
one too.
No, we ain't coming up with that either. But he's
only,
coming.
All right, the only reason I'm going with the Black Strategist because I was debating on what name.
Because you're black.
Well,
you and you're a strategist.
Oh, he a big ass strategist. This dude is like Ryu of the group.
And I was saying.
He's strategically trying to get hair plugs.
I don't need them. I prefer to have a Krillin.
Oh, man.
Vegeta.
I don't want that no more.
Now, Krillin did have hair back then, and you see how far it went up there.
Like, he got hair.
He does got hair. But how long did it take, and how did he get the hair?
Well, he's had the hair. He's had to shave it off because he's a monk.
That's
the original true. Dragon Ball story, they based it off of... Journey to the West.
They yep.
With Monkey King and, you know, etc. So.
Son Goku.
Yep. So that's where that came from. But, yeah, so Black Strategist is what I'm planning on going with. I'm going to literally create a YouTube channel tonight, get a picture, probably of me, and then I'll make another channel, and that'll be of us.
Okay, go ahead and clap, y'all. Come on, let's clap. All right. All right.
Bravo!
I still got to work on the logo for, you know, the...
This dude does work on logos, by the way. He's the one that made ours.
Yeah.
And we're adding...
I need a logo for mine, then.
We're actually adding K. A
cereal bowl.
We're not doing a cereal bowl.
You know what?
Why not? Raisin brand.
That threw me completely off.
Special K.
I'm not saying...
Now
why don't you get raisin brand? You're not
so you gonna, so you're going to literally have a bowl and... Okay, let's see how this goes.
That'd be the easiest loan.
No. We're going to make this interesting. We're going to have K going like this, but there's going to be no head because the head is going to be in the bowl.
Why the fuck do I feel like I'm the damn...
Cereal. That's exactly what
it's
it
either
is.
Either A, I'm the cereal or the headless nut.
Oh, I should have had him go like this.
Hey, yeah. Hey, the headless nut doesn't sound too bad for him.
You know?
Damn.
You know what, I'm going to stab you.
But all in all, I mean, Mo, you like cars just like I do.
Yeah.
And of course, you like working on them.
Yep.
I definitely do the same thing as far as working on them on the outside because that's
do a lot of detail
do.
To them.
Oh yeah.
Basically, he fixes them. Well, basically, we fix them up because I know how to work on vehicles as well. But you detail them. Mm-hmm. You clean the shit out of them.
Actually, we detail.
Yeah, because we do it together.
Oh yeah, that's right. You do.
Yeah.
Because I'm the one that literally forced him into it. Okay, first of all, I asked him and he said yes, so it just kind of got a
long
trend.
Long I got paid, I did not mind.
That's all. That's all. All
right, so any other questions you got for us?
Okay, also, if you could do anything in this world, it's for all three of y'all, if you could pick your profession and do anything in this world, what would it be?
For me, personally, if I couldn't do 3D, I would actually definitely go into filmmaking or special effects because, okay. I mean, I have a bit of experience in it. And taking that intro to film actually kind of caught my attention, you know, how to approach certain scenes, camera angles, over the shoulders, you know, how to set a mood when it comes to specific scenes. Say, like, it's a dark scene, you know, get that right camera angle where the shadow comes to the face, et cetera, et cetera. You know, to me, that always caught my interest. And I was like, when I started doing special effects and motion graphics, back at OSU. Yeah, I don't know. I kind of fell in love with it. I'm like, there's so much you could do with this.
Yeah.
I mean, if I wanted us to, you know, do some over-the-top kung fu and add like a little effects to it, I could do that.
Yeah.
I just got to just get back into it and brush up.
Okay. What about you, Kay?
Voice acting. Like I said, it's always been a passion of mine. Work with, like I said, Sean Schimmel, Chris Sabat. Meet Jack Black.
Oh yeah, I would get along.
Big Manana.
That would be fantastic.
I would love to meet those guys.
I would love to see a film.
I would love to actually sit down and do any kind of, you know, audition just for them.
Yeah.
I mean, but...
Not yeah, just...
Being, you being really, a country bumpkin, you know, but you not really, a lot of people
but
like...
But see, that's the deal, though. You really cannot define that it will never happen.
Because, oh, no.
And you can't
of course,
define.
We seen a guy, of course, from jail, who right. literally went to jail for a reason, come out and be one of the cutest models in the world. All the women Google-eyed over the guy because he had gray eyes and he was light-skinned.
Yeah.
And they thought he was just the most beautiful thing in this world. And he was in jail, all because he was in jail. Yeah. Now he's a model now, making money, a whole bunch of money.
Not like only that, but don't let the country bumpkin define you, because there's multiple people who have had a typical background and came out on top.
I'm not gonna let that, you know, completely define me. I mean, I was raised out in the country.
Yeah, but not only. One thing I can say is never forget where you come from.
Right.
Because if that's who you know you are, then that's who people is going to know you as. Oh, man, that's that famous country bumpkin that literally made it out, and he's doing voice acting and starting in movies and stuff.
Right.
So it doesn't necessarily need to be forgotten.
Oh, no.
But at the same time, like Z said, you know, don't
let
it define you.
Never let fame get out of hand.
Oh, no.
And you're right, because a lot of people do take that definitely to heart when
they
it comes
think
to fame.
As soon as they got
or being rich.
Famous, they're well, I mean, rich and everything.
He doesn't
else.
Have anything to worry, if he starts stepping out of line, we three would just
bitch slap me back to, you know, countryside.
Yeah, but that's one thing that I know that we all have in common is that we won't do something like that. Like, we won't forget where we came from.
Yeah.
Because we appreciate what we have. Like, look at Dash Truck. K got Dash Truck.
I've had this thing since 2013 after he had passed.
And it's been with him ever since then.
Every day.
And he will not get rid of it. He will cut somebody if they steal it. And it's a classic truck. It's just, you know, just a
it's
Ford
a
Ranger.
Beat up maroon Ford Ranger that's a standard. And not a lot of morons know how to drive a standard.
That is true. So, Mo, what would you do?
I'd do it all.
What do you mean you would do it all?
I'd do it all. I would like to do everything.
So you possibly. Literally want to become a male stripper as well?
Hey, they get paid good money.
What about a male prostitute?
Maybe.
Make sure you get
the right one. He wants to be a man cub down below.
I ain't saying that.
Okay, now this is one thing I will say though. Because you want to do voice acting, the best way to do that is to get you acting. Showing that you can act is the best approach.
Yeah, but it's not most of that. It's more of getting people to recognize your voice.
Yeah.
That's the reason why I wanted to bring you on, because I know that you have the radio voice, just like I do. I've been told that numerous of times.
Yeah, I have been told multiple times that I've had a radio
voice. And the best thing to do is let people hear what type of voice you have so they can say, yeah, you're right. He does have that he does have that radio voice, or he does have that voiceover voice.
Well, the thing about it is whenever a lot of people would sit there and tell you, you need to start doing voices. I don't want to do voices. I want to progress my own voice. Not do, you know, like Lilo and Stitch characters or
that's
the
main,
Frog.
That's
I want to, you
reason
know,
why
expand my own
here.
Horizon.
Because I want people to hear your voice as your voice. I want them to hear you. I don't want them to hear
I don't
want
to hear, like,
somebody
I don't want to
else.
Do any other kind of voices
impressive.
But my own. I don't want to be an impressionist. I don't want to do that.
I don't either. Like, I want to use
if
my voice.
If I can
voice.
Be myself and not have to worry about them telling me, like, you know, you got to do this kind of voice over here. No. I mean, I can understand, you know.
You can build up to it, though.
Right. I mean, I could build up well, later on.
Not only that, by you having your own voice, you're going to have your own animator. So.
That's true.
Because that's the only person that's going to accept.
Let me ask you a question.
What?
Gotta have
get money. On it, then.
Don't you rush me. That shit is not easy. That shit is not easy.
It's not. There are well, so... You told us that you're drawing. You got numerous of projects ready.
Yes, but there is multiple steps to
skills.
Two different animations. Because it could be 3D animation.
He got mad skill.
It could be 2D animation.
He can even make a little flip book and have us
have
the voice on
I've done a flip book.
It. Can actually have it to
but
work
it wasn't that great though. But what I'm saying is, yeah, I'd have to do the right steps. That's the reason why I'm learning lighting this coming semester, fall semester. I'd have to learn rigging, which is a pain in the ass. I have to learn animation, which I couldn't get into it because it was all packed up.
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to get on that eventually, if not this semester, next semester. So okay. I have to learn that because if I don't, you know, it's going to be poop.
Yeah, I understand.
And for Mo here, you wanted to do amateur wrestling from there and then go into the big leagues, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then try to, you know, at least meet anyone, you know, one of the famous ones down the line, anywhere from Stone Cold to The Rock.
Yeah.
But can't meet any of the older ones because they're going a lot quicker now than... Than 2%
okay, so,
milk now.
So you want to be... Okay, who? I know y'all want to say this because I know somebody would get it.
Huh.
There was a one girl that I had a crush on.
Mm-hmm.
In wrestling. And her name is...
AJ Lee.
Yes. AJ Lee. I love me some AJ Lee. That woman is fantastic. And the fact that she thought that people thought she was ugly... I don't... Whoever thought she was ugly was stupid. They were damn stupid.
Yeah,
I'm just being real.
People.
Yeah, she thought people thought she was ugly. Like, she didn't think she was pretty.
I really never got that at all.
Mm-mm.
I've never seen that.
Yeah, the only reason why is because we don't know what people go through.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We really don't. We are in a totally different state from this woman, okay? She's doing that. She's doing her thing, living her best life.
Multiple different states from this woman.
For real. But I'm just saying, in general, like, the state that she live in, we're not even probably nowhere close. But Mo can come up, do his thing, be from here, or... I would say from your Pacific, where were you born? I know you were born here, right?
Yeah. You mean what's particular?
Yeah, what
specific.
What Claremore. Is Claremore?
Shit.
Sitting here trying to count the words.
Love it,
little boy in the back. Use your words.
Sound it out. Do a barrel roll.
He do that is done.
Oh God!
I'll lay on the floor like I just got shot. I promise. I will not move after that.
I'm laying out like Peter.
As you were saying.
I'm just saying in general. He can actually, you can take it from there and do what you got to do. I mean, people know.
Yeah.
They will know. The majority of the people that do know that you wrestle will be the ones that stuck with you, like friends, family, stuff like that. But if you want to get out there, you got to put yourself out there for that to happen. Just like, hey, he has to put his voice out there. That's why I'm doing this, for it to happen.
Cool question.
Yes.
You know that gentleman we met at Venice Thought?
Yeah.
Did you contact him at all?
I have him on Facebook.
Facebook?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you talking about Eric?
Yeah, Eric.
Yeah, I would actually contact Eric. Eric is actually a pretty cool guy. Me and him graduated. He was a lot
different?
Skinnier than that.
Yeah.
I mean, homeboy was skinny. He was skinny. But I'm glad that he's beefed up because I'd rather him be healthy than to be not. You know what I mean? And you never know what people do to stay that way.
Well, then damn, I'm a little too healthy. You know, take
he's
a steak off of
up.
Me.
You're beef stew. There's a difference.
Oh, well, son of a bitch.
Damn. But just to get yourself out there, if you want to try different things.
Just,
well, I mean, this is actually helping out because we have to do a lot of broadcasts sometimes.
And you can actually share this because it is on, and I'll send you the link for the ones.
Is it your birthday?
No, I just had to blow the little light bulb. The light bulb.
He had to blow the light bulb out, ladies and gentlemen. Don't worry about it. His mental state has gotten a little bit, you know.
It'll definitely give you the publicity that you need. You can share it with friends and family and stuff like that. Share it on your page so people can listen to it. So they can get an idea. Okay, yeah, there go Mowgli right there. You know, so it's to the point where, yeah, you got to get yourself out there. That's the main reason why I wanted you to be on the podcast as well with us.
Well, I've been trying to get my big ass out here. You know damn good well. I'm also
while.
Work. Takes me a while, motherfucker.
He said it takes him a while. See,
takes me a while to get out of bed. What happened? All 5 years later, he finally made it halfway. Son of a bitch.
Moby get me, man. He had me rolling. He got some side ones. Like Kate just leaves it open and bam, here he is. He's coming straight through.
I'm staying away from that, but back on track here.
But when it comes to the whole ordeal, that's one reason why I wanted to get him on there. as well. I got a bonus of getting you on here as well, because you were here with us. I'm not going to leave you out.
Oh, yeah.
It's always good to actually chat, kind of get, you know, just kind of talk about stuff that's important, stuff that's not important, you know, like nonsense, whatever, stuff that's going to help you get your name out there. That's the reason why I've been talking to him, and I was like, you know what would be a good one? And I've been wanting to get Kay up on here for a long time.
You're trying to get me out here for 2 years.
Yes. Actually. And I'm like, you know what? I might as well go ahead, see if I can get him out here as soon as possible and just take it. Because normally when he comes out here, what we do? We did exactly what we did tonight.
Yeah.
We just had a good time, went out to eat, and then came back. All of a sudden, pew, gone.
The day has completely gone. But you said you were trying to get me on here as well and talk about relationships.
Yes. Like, what are you looking for as far as a... What is your idea? I got questions for both of you two. For Mo and Kay, what is the type of relationship that you are looking for? What is the type of woman that you are searching for? You have to make sure that you be specific on this answer.
You go first, Mo. I'll give you the reins on that one.
Well, you know, it's midgets. That's actually kind of difficult for me because I quite haven't figured that out yet. Exactly.
Okay, so
I heard it first, ladies, midgets.
I'm not saying
that's you. That is you. Every time. Oh, man. Damn, she is short. I like her.
No, I'm sorry. No, to be honest, he really doesn't know.
So, question. Well, when it comes to Mo, do you have an idea girl that you like as far as, do you like them big? Do you like them small?
Do you like them short? Do you like them tall?
I mean, just certain things. Like, he told me that you had a girl before, and she was being very...
She went from being very talkative, and then after a few, you know, conversations, you know, just stopped.
Yeah.
Basically.
Probably because she was talking to somebody else.
Probably. Don't know, but...
Did she ever contact you ever again
nope.
after that?
No.
Yeah,
no.
She was really.
Probably talking to somebody else or not interested when she should have just told you.
Yeah. He told me he was talking to someone at first. I told him I was proud of him. I mean, I really am proud of him. But then all of a sudden, a couple days later, it was just like, poof.
Gone.
Just like dust in the wind.
That's ridiculous. Now,
looking back on my past relationships, really, it's like I said, it's kind of difficult because I've had some that were short, some were tall, some the same, you know.
Well, I mean, the reason why I ask that is because it's going to be, for you to be able to actually have a relationship, of course, no, not to have a relationship, to be able to have a preference, so to speak.
Yeah.
I guess you just got to kind of get out there and see what you like.
Yeah.
Because I know when it comes to Kay even told me numerous times that he does like Asians.
I love Asians, I love Hispanic women, I'm sick and tired of judgmental white women. That is the thing that has always been on my mind. I have been married, been in relationships.
Oh boy.
My marriage only lasted 2 months, to be honest. And Z, you were my best man on that.
Sure was.
Him and his damn
salad. I heard that was a very interesting wedding, by the way.
Yeah, cool. Trust me, it was over at her parents' house.
Yep. Very interesting wedding, by the way. He showed me the pictures and everything, and I'm like, what is Kay doing?
Well,
being a bumpkin?
I was being an idiot. I had got married, and I regretted that entire thing. From there, it went downhill. She really never cared about my opinion. She pretty much just didn't care about me. First 2 months of our marriage, I found out that she was cheating on me.
Wow.
Literally, I had a panic attack. She had, you know, no idea what to do. I made it to the hospital. While I was in the room, there was two other people that came and, you know, sat by my side. She was out in the lobby chatting this other woman, what would you like to do if I was, you know, there right now type thing, and I'm sitting there and I can't breathe, I'm hyperventilating, literally the shit that normal people happen with a panic attack, and It was like 3 days later. I went back, found out that she had went to the movies with the person that she cheated on me with to go watch 50 Shades.
Wow.
And the lady that she went out on the date with was married and had a son.
Wow.
And was her boss, too.
Wow.
Was her boss.
It was on that level.
At an Easy Mart. She was a boss. She worked at an Easy Mart. And that was the saddest thing ever. I mean, literally. She only married me to show her family that she was straight. And then turned right back around and cheated on me with a female. After that, I had got all my stuff. I left. Mm-hmm. I divorced her 2 years, 2 to 3 years later, because divorces were, you know, $400-$500, and it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's the thing. I had no money at the time. I was trying to find a job. I finally got a job now. I am making money. I'm trying to find, you know, my own, you know, apartment right now. I'm staying with friends, but other than that, the marriage, she started out being a really good friend and then turned out not to be shit.
Yeah, that kind of happens when it comes to people who like to be deceiving.
Right.
So,
and then
you know exactly who your friends are, because the ones that stick to you,
yep,
love you for who you are,
yep,
care for you, even if you are the meanest person on earth or the nicest person on earth. It still turns out they're right there because they know how you are.
I tell people every time at the beginning of a friendship, I am an asshole. I will be an asshole. I'm a sarcastic asshole.
Yeah.
But
it's fine. We'll just freeze it.
Don't worry. This guy's got a, you know, a small penis issue. He likes to rev up his engine. But other than that, the last person I was with after her robbed me of the last $200 I had.
Wow.
So, it's kind of hard trusting women now. I mean, even she even did that on my birthday and left me on my birthday.
Wow.
On my 30th birthday, I should say. So.
That's interesting.
Right? So, literally, just, I have lost all interest right now in judgmental white women, actually. Asians, I mean, I have no problem. As long as you do not say, don't come at me saying, oh, I'm not going to be like your exes. Bullshit. Once you say that, I already know you're going to be just like them.
Yeah.
Because how am I supposed to know, to be honest? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm Irish and I'm Scottish. So relationships in general, it's just bullshit.
Yeah.
Marriage is a joke.
Wait until he finds the right person, then he'll change his whole persona. But until then,
I can relationships
understand.
Relationships are a fucking joke.
And I mean, when it comes to Mo's probably been, he's probably experimented as far as dating a chick, you know, probably getting to know her, and then all of a sudden she leaves. So I just wanted to let you know that Mo is a smaller guy. Of course, he's got the rugged look. I mean, he got the nice hair up top and everything.
He's
so,
got the white version of the Rick Ross starter kit going
so
on here.
He's killing it. He's killing it. So, of course, when it comes to him, I can see him not knowing what he wants just yet until he actually gets out there and kind of explore a little bit. Okay, well, this is what I'm looking for. You know, taking traits from a certain woman or a certain girl or whatever you want to call them. I would say ladies.
We ain't fancy. That's going to be. Sure. We ain't fancy.
Hey, but true. We can clean up.
We will clean up.
And they clean up very well, actually. They clean up very well. And I'm pretty happy about that. So, but anyway, y'all, we're going to go ahead, end it right here. I would definitely have them on there once again, because I know that it's going to be some more stuff that my boy Special K will want to talk about. And, of course, y'all know I can definitely make sure that I chat it up with the Black Strategist. and of course Mo.
Next time we'll talk more about video games that are coming out.
Yes, and we will definitely talk about comic books as well as anime and other good stuff as well. It's always a pleasure being around family and friends and enjoying yourself. Of course, you know who I am. I'm your boy, the 1C12 with AITC Productions, and you have a wonderful evening. Thank you.